Blog Talk Radio.
Weekly talk show that deals with issues and topics that affect and shape how we live our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacey Royale. The topic of this week's show is, what has happened to the so-called middle class in America? It seems like ever since COVID-19, the only people who are getting benefits are the extremely rich and the extremely poor. It looks like the bread, butter, and backbone of this country, who are the working, hard, extremely diligent, keeping this country together people, the middle class, are getting the short end of the proverbial stick. I remember back in the days when I was growing up, families were proud to be in the middle class. They weren't able to say they were rich, but they were far from being poor. They had the good life, best of both worlds. But now, it seems to have all but come crashing down, because now they are the ones who don't make enough money to sustain and live in this overpriced, overinflated economy. But the government says they make far too much money to receive benefits or assistance like the poor. My question to the panel is this. Do you all think there's a secret agenda going on in the United States government to get rid of the middle class and create a two-class economic system of rich and poor? Let me start with you, Hefe. What is your answer to that? Do you think that this government is trying to create a rich and poor society, cut out the middle class?
I do. And my expounded answer is based on the perspective of the government and their elite constituents behind the scenes. So remember, I'm going to emphasize again, from the perspective of the government, yes, they are at war. There's a war going on between the upper class to wipe out the middle class, because it's smart on behalf of the government in this perspective. I like it. I don't agree with it. But from their point of view, it's smart. This is why. If you have the poor who are at the bottom of the barrel, disorganized, uneducated, really won't pose much of a threat at all, sitting there at bay. And you have the rich people who are happy to have their nest egg, their cushions. They're not going to fight nothing, not going to pose nothing. So who the government perceives as their biggest threat are the middle class, the ones who are more likely to be the risk takers, the ones who are more likely to be somewhat organized, somewhat equipped, but not too rich or too satisfied to where they won't risk ruining their lives or their careers. They know the poor won't pose much of a threat because the poor are just trying to survive, eat bread, and listen to Cardi B all day. The rich people are too happy to throw anything away. So it's the middle class they feel is that threat. So I do see them wanting to move the middle class out of the way because I think they perceive the middle class as the biggest threat, physical, with violence, economic, everything. They view the middle class in a unique way. And do I think the racism Do I think the next big issue is going to be
Let me do one at a time because I do want to expound on that, and I'm going to bring in Mother Teresa on this right here to get her thoughts. Mother Teresa, you heard what Hefe said, and I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think that the United States government is trying to eliminate the middle class so that they can have a rich and a poor, where it's just straight down the middle? You either rich or you poor. And do you think that the middle class, the strong backbone, they're getting rid of the middle class because the middle class is too strong to deal with the government? What's your thoughts?
I think they'd be foolish if they got rid of the middle class. The middle class is what who's really paying a lot of the bills and paying most of the taxes in. They cannot survive with just the lower class and the rich people, because the rich people are not going to want to share their money. They've got it so busy or tied up or, you know, scattered or hidden that they're not paying what they probably should. And the lower class is not willing to work or do anything to put into the system. So, I mean, some of them do. I'm not saying that they all do, but I'm just saying that there's more coming from the middle class that is actually feeding the rest that cannot and helping.
Well, she makes a good point.
That
but
would be foolish.
But I want to expound on this. So last week we were talking about it, and you said a good point. You said, well, the poor, they can't put anything to it. I guess you're saying they're lazy, whatever. But the poor, it's not, I don't think so much of them being lazy. They don't have enough money to compete. Like last week we talked about the minimum wage, raising it up to $15. But we couldn't do that. If you raise the wage up to $15, then there would probably won't be any poor people. See, look at what the government is doing. They are eliminating things to make the poor people become the middle class so they can keep them in that zone, but they're wiping out the middle class because they won't let them get into the threshold. Mother Teresa?
Well, what I've seen over history is that every time they raise the minimum wage, then they raise the gas prices, they raise the cost of everything, and then people can't afford it anyway. And then everything's more expensive to where it's just gotten ridiculous that things have become so expensive and so disposable. They don't make anything worth quality anymore, that it becomes garbage. If they would go back to where they would make quality things, to where when you buy something with your money that you've worked hard for, then it's going to last. Because what they're building and what they've put into the countries and the America and the world is garbage that is now surfacing and is in our food. So they got to stop with the garbage crap and put back into real products that are actually good for the environment and humans.
If they do that, then it wouldn't get rid of the middle class. It would get rid of the upper class. Let me bring you in, Gemini. You heard what Hefe had to say, you heard Mother Teresa had to say, but I do want to expound on what Mother Teresa had to say. Go ahead, Mother Teresa. Let me hear what you got to say.
I think it would provide jobs for people here to build those quality things instead of having it sourced out and made it cheaply.
You can't. And I'm going to bring you in.
We did.
Gemini. You can't have, but you cannot have, no. You cannot have quality. But you can't have quality. You cannot have quality because if you had quality, nobody would make money. If they built a car that was going to last, then there wouldn't be a bunch of these crap cars around here. They have to keep these cars breaking down so somebody could make money because then the mechanics would be out of work. If the cars were built to last, then nobody would be a mechanic. Now he's going to be getting welfare. Or if
well,
they
they've already
built
a whole bunch that are going to break down. So
okay,
I mean,
so they keep
their economy
going.
I'm sure that things will break.
Not necessarily. Now, back in the days, after World War II, things were built to last. As a matter of fact, America's motto was built to last. We can't do that no more because built to last means no more money coming in. Let me bring you in, Gemini. What's your thoughts on this right here? Are they trying to get rid of the middle class so it could be rich and poor? So they wouldn't know the middle class is going to go to the poor class and the rich class is going to dominate over them all. Is that what they're trying to do? Checkmate. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I stand on the same red carpet as Hefe. The middle class is the new future millionaires, is it not? They're edging it. They're supposed to be your new millionaires if they continue to work hard and prosper. But you know what? This country has always undergone phlebotomy since the 1920s, since Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, this is their way of reshaping and transforming the economy to gallop forward into the new future. And what I mean by that phlebotomy is because they always have put three elements of this country under a microscope into the field of experimentation, and that's wealth, race, and gender. That's how you build a society. That's how you divide a society, is through those three key elements right there. So, you know, and I came up with some statistics that I looked up. Since 1981, the world's population living in extreme poverty has fallen from 42% to 10%, but that was back in 2015. But countries with more advanced economies, like the U.S., the inequalities of income and wealth has actually surged. And now, since the time of 2015 in the U.S., that gap has surged more than in any other country. So here's some important questions behind your question is why? Why such a gap? What is this going to do? And what does the future look like for the U.S. and for this world? Is this a worldwide global conspiracy? That's the question.
Good point, Gemini.
So I got one thing to ask you, and I'm going to let you come in, Hefe, but I got to ask you this question here. Define phlebotomy, or whatever that big word you use. Define that. What's the definition of that?
Yeah.
I'm like, we got listeners on here, and they sitting here saying, what the hell? This Negro said phlebotomy? What define phlebotomy? Let me go. Let me ask you all these questions.
Want me to help you out with that? I can help everybody with that. That's basically collecting and donating blood for testing. So the bloodline for this country is not actually blood; it's wealth, race, and gender. They've always put that in the field of testing and experimentation. That's what a phlebotomist does.
Clean it up, right, Gemini.
Let me move on.
Tim.
Hey, whatever.
Straighten that.
Dr. Doolittle, I like that. Okay, let me ask y'all this question here. Dr. Doolittle. Hey, let me ask y'all this. Let me go back to UFA because you made a good point. You was going to get into this here. Now, we all understand that allegedly the upper class is trying to get rid of the middle class. Now, you guys are saying that they want to create a poor state, so I guess they control. You're probably saying they fear the middle class. But I want to ask you guys this. With everything being said, do you all think the next racism won't be black versus white, rather it will be rich versus poor? Do you think that's going to be the new racism in the 21st century? Go ahead, Hefe. I'm going to start with you, then Mother Teresa, I'm going to come to you. Go ahead.
That question, Royale. That's a good one. And I'm going to say black and white issue will be obsolete, wiped out the scenario, because with this separation of the people, rich and poor, that's going to force the whites who hate blacks, the blacks who hate whites, the Latina community who hates everybody and everybody who hates everybody. That's going to wake people up and realize, hey, y'all, we're hating each other, but look what's happening. People are getting richer and we're getting poorer. So the divide is going to be by stature, financial status, not black and white. So that's going to be a unique, interesting type of whatever, revolutionary battle with the people, because you're going to have a bunch of poor people of all races and all, you know, it's going to be such a diverse group of poor people versus the rich elite. And I'm sure it's going to be a rich elite who consists of races from all around the world, but they just happen to be the ones who are in control of everything. So it's going to be, based on economic status and financial stature, not black and white.
I'm with you on that. And I guess what it's going to be is a phlebotomy of color. That's going to be a phlebotomy of money instead of a phlebotomy of color. Let me go to you, Mother Teresa.
Word of the day from Enlightened Mind Radio.
Hey, let me go to you, Mother Teresa. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think that the next racism is going to be rich versus poor instead of black versus white? Are the Proud Boys going to be out of a job because they can no longer just hate on people because they're going to be sitting there in the trade? What's your thoughts on that?
They seem to be pushing the black, white, you know.
No, I'm not. Here we go.
I don't watch much TV or anything, but what I see on there, it just seems like they're pushing it an awful lot. I don't understand. I don't understand why. Because nobody wants the racial stuff. Nobody wants to have it divided. Why can't people get along? And
stop.
To me, it seems
Mother
like
Teresa,
if somebody
stop.
Is better off and they see somebody else that's not, they
stop.
Should help them out.
Stop.
It's just,
stop,
you know,
Mother
human
Teresa.
Kindness.
Stop, Mother
Why
Teresa.
Is
there
such a
at
division?
Me like
Why
frog?
Do people look
you,
down upon people
oh,
because they're not as fortunate?
Are you kidding me?
Are they as
are you
lucky
me?
To live in a rich house?
Mother Teresa,
house?
Are you kidding me?
Hello?
Are you kidding me?
Nobody.
Is this how you coming now? You,
no baby knows if it's going to be born rich or poor.
Wait a minute. Oh, well, hell no. Stop.
Let's break
no.
that down.
No, stop.
Royale,
okay.
Which
no.
part
no.
that
no.
she said, which part of what she said do you disagree with?
Yeah.
99.9% of everything she's saying, because that's not the message they was preaching when goddamn Donald Trump was in office.
You know?
When Donald Trump was president, it was all Proud Boys, guns, and gung-ho. Now all of a sudden it's peace, unity, and America? Stop this, dude. No, stop. You know what, man? Stop.
Oh, come on now. You know that I've always been for peace and unity and people. And
stop.
And,
well, y'all gave the pregnancy test number.
Stop. Don't you dare do that. Don't you dare, Mother Reese. Look, I want you to stand your ground. Because when Donald Trump is president.
I am.
No, you're not. You done flipped. Mother Teresa, you done changed clothes quicker than one of the poor men that get a box. You done switched from house to home. First of all, it was the Proud Boy. Oh, why are they giving these people this? Why are they getting that? Oh, they should be this. They should be that. Now it's love, humanity, and culture. Donald Trump must not be in office. Don't do that. Don't you
Well, it has nothing to do with Trump.
Mother Teresa, pull your white privilege calling that Negro.
Stop,
don't use it on me. I'm just telling you to stay true to the game. I just want you to listen, because see our listeners listen to these other shows.
I am true.
No, they listen. Don't laugh.
No,
you don't. You're a flip flopper. You got a perfect ten for your gymnastics floor exercise regimen, because you did so many backflips and spin up Rooney. Exactly. You did so many backflips.
That's not my intent here.
Exactly.
What the two of you just demonstrated was actually genius, because this is the exact What you Mother Teresa and Royale just did was very genius. Y'all just demonstrated the exact biggest main smoke screen and ruse that the government does to us.
He said ruse.
What you two just did is what they do to disguise the true intentions of what they're trying to do overall, and that is to divide and conquer. Okay, and they don't want you to see. No, they don't want you to see how they're doing it, but see, even the very topic itself on racism and poverty and human beings helping human beings and all of us being one, you know, as one with the world and all of this and kumbaya, they want you to focus on those things so that you don't get in their way of how they think and the things that they're trying to accomplish. They want you to focus your mind on this minor stuff that goes on in your very society, in your own neighborhoods. And you guys demonstrated that perfectly.
No,
Mother Teresa,
I've been saying that they've been doing that for a very long time now. All of these.
That's what you should have used against Royale. But you know what? You had an opportunity to use that against Royale, and you fell right into Royale's trap. That is the exact.
No, she did.
The exact formula.
Mother Teresa, don't listen to this clown. Don't listen to this devil Negro. This Negro from Africa with them pyramids. Don't listen to that Negro. I just want to ask you this one question, though, Mother Teresa. Are me and you divided? No. We good, right? Me and you not divided. We on the same team. Me and Mother Teresa is on the perfect team. It's you two Negroes that's on the other side of us that we ain't got no issue with. I want to ask y'all this question. I'm going to go to you first, Gemini. Do you think
now that bouncing around like this, you do gymnastics?
No, I'm not bouncing around. I know you were at the perfect 10. If you really want to get, I can't much be on your side. You know what? This is all I wore, baby. You done started something. Let me ask you this, Gemini. Make sure your answer is a good one, Mother Teresa. Make sure your answer is a good one. Do you think the wealth gap that they're trying to create in this country is good for America? Because what's happening now is, go ahead. I'm gonna let you ask the question. I'm gonna come back because I'm going.
It's almost gonna be like a two-fold answer. Let me try to just at least give you one. And you know, I feel kind of indifferent about it because it doesn't matter. The wealth gap is happening, and it's because of four major reasons. But I am pretty much solid on the first reason, and that's technology, the digital world. It's going to separate those with a certain skill set that's in the middle class. It's going to eliminate them. You know, you don't even need administrators showing up for work anymore because they have them work from home and replacing a lot of the middle class jobs with robots in almost every industrial plant or warehouse. So rather if it's good or not, they feel that it's good. That's what's important. Your government, your leaders, your lawmakers feel like it's a good idea.
But my question, okay, so let me get deep with it. My question is, why is there a wealth gap in America? Now, and I'm asking all this because I'm going somewhere with this because, listen, guys, notice how I started the question off. Are they trying to get rid of this middle class? Are we trying to create a system? And then I'm asking you, why is there a wealth gap? Because this is the greatest country, allegedly, this is the richest country in the world. We can put trillions and billions of dollars in going to Mars and the moon, but yet we have poverty in the United States.
I can see it clearly.
Okay.
I can see it clearly as far as why they would be doing it, why how they're doing it. Well, the reason it has to be done is because, plainly put, it gives them all of the control. You don't have any soldiers
but
in the middle fighting.
But they have the control,
fighting.
Gemini. That's what I'm asking you. But listen,
but it's always
the
middle
class
that's creating. Yeah, but it's always your middle class that creates the friction between the people and government because they have the education to do so. They understand the Constitution. Look at the people that are fighting for the rights of the poverty. That is your middle class. If the middle class and poverty stick together, you kind of have a bed of ants that's powerful enough to go up against government. So you just imagine, eliminate the middle class.
I disagree. No,
please
I
explain,
disagree with you.
Well, explain
okay,
how
explain.
It could work any other way.
Okay, I'm going to give you the phlebotomy on that. The phlebotomy on that is this. Basically, the government's argument should not be against the middle class. The middle class
you
are
said
the ones
shouldn't.
That are brought into the system. It should not be.
You
look
say,
at this.
You say
give
it shouldn't, but
this.
They doing it.
It should not. But listen, but here, that's where the stupidity comes in. Your middle class people are the people who are following the rules of the government to the T. We're going to get up. We're going to go to work for you. Then we're going to go to church and praise your God for you. And then we're going to keep you rich for you. We're going to do. Hold on, let me finish. The government. Let me finish. Yes. Go ahead. I was going to.
They're really
it,
the
but
backbone.
I can't. Go ahead. Right. The middle class actually
good,
works.
Good
for
point.
The, yes, sir.
I see where you're going. Good point. But let's be honest. Who you think, in my opinion, the majority of those people who were present at the Capitol on January 6th, I believe that was a reflection of majority middle-class citizens. And that's what they stand
no, it
of.
Wasn't.
These
now,
class,
no, time out. They were not middle-class citizens for the most part. The majority of them were the poor trailer park people. No disrespect to the brown people, but you got to understand, only poor people are racist and have fights of
poor people not
middle
traveling.
Class people,
poor people not
but
traveling.
But come out.
Man,
they're
no, poor, they're no poor people
they
traveling.
No,
that's
stop,
all.
Stop. Let me finish.
Thank you. Ain't
let me finish,
far.
Guys. Exactly. No. Mm. The people who are in them, they came in caravans. They weren't in limousines and jets. They didn't fly in jets. Listen, they came in cars. What were they saying? We're fighting for our government. You got to give us the right to pig farm. You got to give me the right to marry my cousin. No, I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't be like
okay.
But you, listen, stop.
Straighten that mother, Teresa.
But no, let us all jokes aside. All jokes aside. Those people
something
were
wrong
coming
you,
in caravans
boy.
And marching. I feel you. They were coming in caravans, and they were the poor people. Listen, middle class people and rich people don't care about racism because they're making money. So if the government says we want to get rid of the middle class are their foot soldiers because they don't want
right,
to do
but usually,
all the jobs. The poor people, you all know, let me finish. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't want to hear the truth. So they like the demonic spirits are like, no, get in there. That Negro is telling y'all the truth. He's about to change the world. So let's interfere with everything you say. So go ahead, Mr. Johnson, and give us some more phlebotomy.
with most of your sponsorship, that the ones that sponsor the poor class is usually coming from the high middle class. So please explain to me, most of the people in poverty are pretty loyal to their jobs. I'm pretty sure that 70 or 80% of poverty or the poor class showed up for work the day of when they raided the Capitol.
Notice what I said. If you are working in this America system, okay, let's define what the middle class was. Go back to what I said at the beginning. The middle class are purgatory people. They are trapped to where they're in jobs where they cannot fight against the government because what little bit they have If they lose the job, they lose it. See, the government has trapped them into a system of, well, you got this house and you got to pay for it, or else you're going to be like that poor person out there. And if you be like that poor person out there, then you're going to lose. So they're like, okay, government, I'm going to have to work. I hate you, but I'm going to have to be your slave. The poor people like the hell with it. I ain't got no house anyway. See, what? Let's look at why the government and the world hates poor people. Because the poor person that's living on the street, he's not making money for Budweiser or Walmart. He's not making money for big business. Because so if he's not making money for big business, he is useless to big business. But the middle class is making lots of money for big business. So why would big business, why would the government want to get rid of the middle class? Because the middle class is what's keeping them rich. The poor people ain't making no money for nobody. So my question to you, but notice what the government does. The poor people get everything. So I'm asking y'all, so my thing was, I wanted to hear if y'all had some answer, why they getting rid of the poor people? Because the poor people is really the enemy of the government.
Sounds like to me they're trying to build
the
some loyalty.
Class.
They're trying to build some loyalty among the poor because they know that they don't have money to have an uprising. So they're trying to build some loyalty in the minds of the poor, thinking that they can engineer and influence the poor to now support the government, to follow the government to the T. See, because once your older generations die off, it's going to be easier to bring up the new poor class into the certain fields of specialties that they want in order to make them into the perfect slaves. That would be
but
my,
the bottom line
my
is,
opinion.
But the bottom line is simply this. The poor people are never going to conform. They're going to live out in the woods. They actually are your true rebels. Believe it or not.
They are your true rebels.
Heroes,
I agree with that.
Your heroes
I agree.
Are the poor. Now you're saying, well, Stacey, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say we shouldn't go out and make no money? No, I'm trying to say take care of your children, but you got trapped. But my whole thing is, and I want to bring all you guys in there to get your thoughts on this, the real enemy of the government is allegedly the poor class. But why are they giving the poor people all the benefits and the middle class
to,
getting nothing?
Because wouldn't you do that to your enemy? Yeah, wouldn't you do that to your enemy in order to you're sweetening up your enemy to where your enemy gonna come to your side. Eventually, they're gonna get closer and closer and closer, and boom, then boom, you got them.
They're never gonna work.
You got them.
No, they're never gonna work. But I don't, you got to explain that. Let me bring in Hefe. Go ahead, Hefe. Try to clear some of this up. Go ahead.
I won't phrase it as all the benefits. I phrase it as just tossing out a few crumbs here and there just to keep your adversary from going the hell off on you while they are working on and focusing on the middle class to get them out the picture. But to answer your question earlier, no, the wealth gap is not good for the country as a whole. It is only good for the corrupt elite who are orchestrators of the agenda. That's it. But go ahead.
Mother Teresa, what's your thoughts on that before I clear this thing up? What's your thoughts?
I still believe that they're going to be shooting themselves in the foot if they eliminate or try to push out the middle class, because like you said, Stacey, they're, you know,
I agree.
They're paying everything for those lower class, and they simply cannot. And they are going to expect something back from this little, you know, handout that they're giving. And I imagine that the raise and cost of living is going to be how everybody's going to end up paying for it, which really stinks because everybody's going to suffer for it. And nobody's, I mean, yeah, they may increase the minimum wage for some of the lower class people, but how many of those people are really going to put back into the system or, you know, continue to work? Or will they just take the handout as long as it's given and then go back to what they're used to?
Maybe this leads down the road of them getting rid of the monetary system eventually.
Well, you know, they have had that agenda.
Let me close the show by saying this, guys. First of all, we appreciate you guys tuning in to Enlightening the Mind. You can catch us each week at this time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to continue this discussion next week. is the government trying to get rid of the middle class? And now we got to ask this question, why, since the middle class are their perfect foot soldiers? Thank you guys for tuning into the Lightning of Mind. We'll catch you guys next week. Have a blessed rest of your week. Be safe, everyone, and be vigilant. We'll see you all next week.